late take rest and eat the bread of anxiety. For those beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep.
In the stillness of the evening, we call to mind the day that has passed. In silence, we open to God the depths and secrets of our hearts. Lord,
it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your name we pray. Amen.
For gracious night, Lord Jesus Christ,
in you the Father's glory shone, immortal holy blessed is he, and blessed are you, his only Son. Now sunset comes, our light shines forth, our lamps are lit to pierce the night. Praise
Thank you.
take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the power belongs to God and not to us. Do not ask anxiously, "What are we to eat? What are we to drink? What shall we wear?" The whole world runs after such things. Set your heart and mind on God's commonwealth and justice first, and all the rest will come to you as well. So do not be anxious about tomorrow. Today has enough problems of its own. Tomorrow.
Thank you.
into your hands, O God, I commend thy spirit.
Holy
discharge over those who